Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Let's eat better. Let's eat healthier, and let's find simpler ways to do it. Make swaps while you shop, like whole grain bread over white bread. Use crock pots for easier dinners, and let your kids pitch in to make mealtime more fun. Together, we can all take simple steps to eat better and fill half our plates with fruits and veggies. Let's make every breakfast, lunch, and dinner a healthy winner. Get started today with tasty, healthy recipes at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Well, limited activity is expected in cash cattle through the first half of the day today, with traders focusing on additional outside market shifts and the potential to push futures prices a bit higher. Packer interest remains unavailable, though, but should start to improve in the next day or so. Asking prices still hard to pin down, with feeders focusing on the potential moves in futures trade in order to not leave anything on the table at the end of the week. Futures trade is expected to remain generally firm today, with follow-through gains developing in nearby contracts as the recent support, which pushed contracts to new contract highs, is helping to add additional underlying buying interest. Now, mixed price shifts over on the hogs likely at the opening bell, with increased focus on regaining market support in the nearby contracts. The inability for lean hog futures to hold on to session highs yesterday is causing a little concern to most traders, as the focus is being placed on summer and fall contracts, where pork supply levels are expected to remain aggressive, leaving questions if current prices will hold through the year. Now, on the grains, March Kansas City wheat is up 3.5 cents early this morning, with similar gains in Chicago and Minneapolis as winter crops in the northern hemisphere lay dormant. Winter conditions are being reported as mostly favorable in the main wheat region so far. Of course, there is still plenty of uncertainty about how spring conditions will go, but traders are not finding much to react to at this time. March corn's up 2.25 cents early this morning, getting an early bounce after yesterday's unexpected 7.25 cent drop. Part of Tuesday's selling was likely related to chances for a light rain in south central Brazil, but the expected amounts are not enough by themselves to significantly change crop conditions, while the overall forecast still remains on the dry side. And March soybeans are up 4.25 cents early today, also seeing a modest bounce after yesterday's 10.25 cent drop. We're going to check all your futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
February live cattle is up 152 yesterday, 126.95. April up 75, 127.42. June down 12 cents, 117.05. March feeder cattle up 35, 144.75. April up 35 at 145.50. May up 35 at 145.52. February hogs up 30 at 62.15. Kansas City wheat, March down 3.5 at 495.5. May down 3.5 at 506.75. Chicago wheat, March down 3.25 at 511. May down 3.75 at 516. March corn down 7.25 at 371.25. May was down 7.25 at 379.75. March soybeans down 10.25 at 893.25. May was down 10.5 at 906.75. March cotton down 63 yesterday, 72.36. May was down 79 at 73.72. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.